This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Hey everybody, Jake and Gino here, and today we're revealing the secret strategy to spot value in multifamily real estate. G-Ned, it's a hot market out there, and you need to be prepared to pull the trigger quickly when you identify value in this market. So, what does value look like, Mr. Gino?
Jake, I know that you like alliterations. So I want everyone to write this down. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. It's that simple. You need to be prepared in life. Picture this. It's our third deal, and we're looking at this deal. And what do we see? We see a lady walking around the property with a bag of quarters.
It was a solid bag. It was a canvas bag, though, right? I mean, it was sturdy.
It would make any teenager drool, because I remember going out and I was a young kid collecting cans and returning them for deposit money. So for me, it was like the jackpot, but I'm not 16 years old anymore. I'm an adult. I'm looking to monetize here. So I'm wondering what was going on. We're looking through the property, open up a unit, and it looks like a storage shed. And there's five or six of these on the property. They're not being rented out. And a lot of units are vacant on this property. 95 build, nice looking property. And we're just figuring ourselves, what's going on here? There's a disconnect going on this property.
It was just crazy to see that the thing that gave this person the most joy was collecting quarters every month. I don't know if, you know, that was the deal that she had with her husband and that was her spiff or her bonus every month. And it was a lot of money. And we're talking 136 units. But I remember beautiful, nice Audi she was driving. She would get out. She had the bag of quarters. And that was her thing. That's what she was so proud of. So what Gino has just described here, and this is what we saw. We saw a trend in our first, second, third, fourth, and fifth deal. We're talking about mom and pop apartments, the classic traits and characteristics that you see in mom and pop apartments. And that's what has really created a great fortune for Gino and myself and created $100 million, over $100 million in multifamily assets by being able to quickly identify the different traits and characteristics in these mom and pops. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're dealing with a seller and they're mostly concerned with getting that canvas bag out and collecting quarters, you probably got a mom and pop. No, you definitely have a mom and pop.
Jake, it just came to me right now. As you're speaking this, I've heard this thousands of times. People are stepping over dollars to pick up pennies, right? Yep. And that's what she was doing. She was stepping over dollars to pick up quarters. What do I mean by that? Instead of fixing up the down units and renting the units, and getting those units to market. At the time, the rents were low. They were $450. But market
$900
rent,
bucks now. $900
yes.
now.
Yes, okay. But market rent should have been $595 at the time. So she's stepping over dollars to pick up and to collect those quarters.
Quarters.
That's the problem with mom and pops. They are not running a business. They're yes. there. It's like almost like a hobby to them. They don't know how to monetize. They don't know how to build a business.
No, you know what it is? You know, it's an investment idea. That's the yes. problem. They think, oh, apartments are good. I need it. I make a lot of money. I got to put it into something. So they put it into apartments. They don't treat it like a business and they don't treat it like the business, their sole business. And that's what you need to do to win in multifamily. So gang, we have a series of traits here that we're going to reveal to you. And if you see these, there's a damn good chance you have a mom and pop on the hook. And trust me when I say, this is where all the value has been created in our business. 100% of the value has been created by buying from mom and pops that did not know what they had. The first one that we see time and time again, and when you see this, you gotta charge hard because you guarantee that this is a sign of a mom and pop. Pencil written, handwritten financials. when you see the rent roll that's written in chicken scratch on some kind of little, like, I don't know what you call it. It looks like something out of an architect book with square lines on it. You're probably a mom and pop, okay? We've seen that time and time again. The handwritten financials is an immediate sign. If you get financials, maybe the broker scanned them over to you, but you can tell because they're written in cursive. That's when you know you're dealing with a mom and pop and you're going to find inefficiencies.
When you see that, chances are, if they're trying to sell the property, they are very difficult sellers.
Yes.
And that's an opportunity for you if you can stick in. The spy technique, seller, property, you. Think of how you can create value for that mom and pop seller. They're going to be difficult to getting financials over to your community bank. Work with them. Be patient with them. Try to coach them through the process and elevate them. And it's all about working with them and seeing how you can get that information over to them. You may have to walk into every single unit. You may have to speak to every single resident to actually make sure that the lease audit is verifiable.
Rent. Yeah.
You got to knock on doors and say, hey, Joe, I see you're renting $500. When's your lease due? You know, Joe may not even know. But remember, once you buy the thing, those leases are yours. So make sure you work with that mom and pop. And it can be difficult. It can be challenging. But remember, we're problem solvers in multifamily. And the mom and pops have problems. Jake and Gino, we create multifamily entrepreneurs. We are buying from these mom and pops, from these distressed owners. If there's no distress or there's no way for you to create value in that deal, you're not going to find a motivated seller, Jake.
Yep. The bigger the problem you solve in this game, the bigger the wealth that you're going to create for you and your family. It's as simple as that. So if you find this, suck it up, do the hard work, and then you're going to get rewarded on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is deferred maintenance. My biggest pet peeve is walking a property and seeing weeds growing out of the gutters, okay? But, ding, 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 if I see that, I know that there's no system in place, there's no annual gutter cleanout, there's nothing going on, there's a lack of systems there. So that's typically a good sign that, hey, these people are not taking care of the property, they're not doing the right things. But there's a series of them. You could see, you know, the grass is not being mowed, there's deferred painting, the mailboxes are falling off. Here's a classic one. There's no elbow on the downspout, it's just dripping right into the foundation. So there's plenty of these that you can see, but deferred maintenance is a huge identifier for a mom and pop apartment.
Well, when you're driving by the apartment and the sign has a hole in it, or you have four rent signs that are hanging over, that's a big telltale
sign.
Broken
windows.
Or you have windows that are blacked out. It's very important. What we created at Jake and Gino for our students, we have the buy right, the manage right, and the finance right. In the manage right portion of our trainings, we have something called a property log. This is very important. Jake and I just created this a year or two ago, and we realized that every single property has to have its own property log. When did you power wash the building? When was the property last sealed, the parking lot? How old are the HVAC units? Who is your contract services vendor on there? You need to have this documented for every single property because you don't want to become the next mom and pop and have Jake and Gino knocking on your door and buying your property at a discount. So how do you do that? You need to create a property log for every single one of your properties. And I may hear somebody out there saying, you know what? I've only got one or two properties. That's not where you're going to end
Start
up three
now.
Or 4 years.
Yep.
Start now, like Jake said. It's very important to be able to create a property log for every single one of your properties. Write down utilities provider. Where are the water shutoffs? All this information for every property, because it's all about systems. We teach systems at Jake and Gino because it's very important, because you're getting into this business not only to become a landlord, but become an asset manager, and you're managing these assets, and you once again are going to become that entrepreneur that has this amazing business around multifamily.
Next one are rents below market. Gino touched on this a little bit ago on our third deal when he was discussing that. They had basically, you know, down units. They had units they were using for storage, but also they were roughly $150 below what the current market rent was.
How much?
$150.
$150.
Not doing anything, right?
136 units. Does everyone have an idea of how much money that is? A lot of moolah that they're leaving on the table, everybody.
Yeah. So basically, I mean, that was just a turn, you know, making sure the floor is in good shape, paint. We weren't replacing cabinets. We weren't ripping out bathrooms, none of that kind of stuff. So that was just rents below market. So what we found, and we've coined the phrase the death spiral, is they don't know how to hire good maintenance. They don't know how to service the residents. So what they attempt to do is keep rent suppressed and hope the residents don't call. And that's the game plan. But what happens is more and more stuff is broken, and it starts this death spiral where, hey, we're going to keep your rents low, but don't expect us to service anything. People don't want that. That's not why people are renting an apartment. They want service. And we call it our Blue Ocean strategy, where we're here to give a high level of world-class customer service to our residents because it's value for value. And we understand that's what the residents want. They don't want to be left out to dry when something breaks. They want functional equipment. We had a person come in on that same property when we first took over and started crying because we simply replaced the stove that wasn't working for over a year. Mm-hmm. Couldn't believe it. Look, no one wants to live in a world like that. So do the right thing and make sure you're fixing the stuff.
And one point to that, Jake, most of you listening to this are going to say the number one reason why residents leave is because you raise the rent. Totally false. The number one reason they leave is because you don't listen to them, is because of the customer service, is because you didn't fix the stove, is because that leaky faucet's been leaking for 3 months and it's just gnawing them and it's bothering them. They don't know why they're bothered. But they're bothered and they're annoyed and they will leave. If you deliver that customer service and the mom and pops do not keep up with rent bumps, you need to keep up with those rent bumps every month and every year. When it goes to renewals, make sure you know what's going on in the market and go to market with your rents, especially now in certain markets. We're still having rent growth in this economy because there's a big demand for our properties. So just be on the lookout for that, everybody.
Do people stop coming back to Disney year over year because it's probably the most expensive event of their year? Do people stop going to Chick-fil-A because it's $9 for the chicken sandwich, but Burger King is $7? Mm-hmm. The answer is no. People want that type of service. They want to be associated with high performers. And that's why those businesses do well. And that's why our Blue Ocean strategy is having that high level of customer service. Now, the last one is something that we like to call a burned out landlord with lack of systems, lack of employees, and the I'm a mentality. I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, I'm gonna do everything. We literally just bought a deal 3 months ago. One employee, 85 units, and it was the landlord. That was it. Yes, he had some guys helping him cut the grass and he would use some contractors here or there, but he never scaled the business. And ultimately he was just burned out. He was sick of it because he was the one point of contact. Saturday night at midnight, something's wrong. Who are they calling? The I'm a mentality. Mm-hmm. Look, we've saw it time and time again where people refuse to do the hard work on the front end to work on people, systems, and culture and scale the business, the main business, the multifamily business. And ultimately they get burned out, they get sick of it, and they do the thing that everyone, it's you know, tenants, termites, and I don't know, there's all these like phrases out there why people hate owning apartments. It's because they don't hate owning the apartments. They hate themselves for not creating the systems to make it actually work and make it easier on them. So you need to create systems. You need to work on your people, your systems, and culture, and grow it so it can become a successful investment vehicle for you. Or it's tenants, termites, and toilets, or whatever the hell they say, becomes the bane of your existence.
It's amazing that Jake is a property manager. He's got over 50 employees, and he doesn't know it's tenants, toilets, and trash.
Whatever. I don't know.
Because do you know why? He's created an amazing business with people that are helping him. He's not the I'm a mentality. He grew from the I'm a mentality of cutting the grass and knocking on doors to collect rents into the person that he is today. And he has other people managing that part of the business for him. That's what multifamily is all about. The ability to buy these assets and to control these assets and to scale. Could you imagine 1,400 single family homes, everybody? Picture that. That is a verifiable nightmare. Maybe two or three companies in the US may be able to do that. Blackstone, Jake and Gino can't own 1,400 single family homes, run them efficiently. It's just not possible. And if it is, man, you are God, let me tell you, because that's just unbelievable. But we can easily manage 1,400 units with the possibility of continuing to scale that. That's yes. What it's all about. It's not just tenants, toilets, and trash. There's a lot more to this business than that. Very important component. That's the manage right, but you can hire for that. The other parts, the buy right and the finance right, are just as important, Jake.
100%. Gang, if you want to find out more, head over to jakeandgino.com/apply. Check us out if you want to become a part of the community. And the GDAD's going to give away a free gift today, I think.
Yeah. Well, you know, Mr. Stenziano, if they want to get into the business, just email me, gino@jakeandgino.com. Everything we've discussed, it's in the book here, you know, number one best-selling book.
That's right.
In multifamily. And if you got this book, give you the honeybee. How to scale up. So you either get into the business or you scale up, create multiple streams. Just hit me, Gino at jakeandgino.com, and I'll send you a free PDF copy.
You're a good man, Gino. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jake.
You see where your business can go. To get there, you may need
another 10 trucks.
At Century Insurance, we put more than 115 years of industry experience to work to help protect you as you
launch a new delivery service
or
expand into a new region
and reach your business goals. Century, right by you. Property and casualty coverages are underwritten and safety services are provided by a member of the Century Insurance Group, Stevens Point, Wisconsin. For a complete listing of companies, visit century.com. Policies, coverages, benefits, and discounts are not available in all states. See policy for complete coverage details.